Well, hello, and welcome to this edition of My Car Guru. I'm your solution to a better car life. And that includes buying, selling, trading, servicing, just about anything you can do to a car. If you have a question, you can call my hotline number, which is also my cell phone, 423-552-2020, or you can email me at LennyLawson2020@gmail.com. Oh, I did a new one, MyCarGuru2020@gmail.com. Maybe that appeals to you more. But I do answer questions. I answered one, a car question, at my Bible study yesterday. We meet every other Wednesday at 8. And we're in Proverbs right now. And we are going through all of these instructions for better living. That's kind of what I call it. But at its conclusion, the youngest member of our Bible study, we're all baby boomers, and he is Generation X. So I think that's the one right behind us. Yeah. And so he said, Lenny, I wrecked my truck. And I had sold him this F-150. Matter of fact, it was my demo. And I sold it to John. And John said, I backed into a pole. I hit it pretty hard. And I can't get anybody to fix it in any short period of time. I said, well, who's going to fix it for you? Well, I went to this one body shop, and they said it was going to be April before they could get it in their shop. Is it really that bad out there as far as body shop repairs? Maybe so. And then he said he took it to another body shop, and they said they can get to it in January. And I'm familiar with this body shop where he was going to take it. And he's driving an F-150. That's got an aluminum body on it, okay? You can't just take that to any body shop. You know, a lot of cars have a lot of aluminum on them now. If you're driving a vehicle with a hatchback, probably has an aluminum, you know, the rear hatch. It's probably made out of aluminum. The hood is probably made out of aluminum. You know, you remember when Chevrolet was making fun of Ford for going to aluminum back in 2015? They were dropping cinder blocks in the bed and punching holes in the bed of the truck. Well, just so happens they're using probably 80% of their truck is aluminum now because they've seen the light. Lightweight does make a difference, and lightweight is not a bad thing. Now, I would venture to say that their bed the surface of the bed in the truck is probably steel. But, you know, just in case Ford wants to retaliate and do a commercial against them. But when you're fixing an aluminum-bodied truck, they're not put together like steel trucks are. They're not welded in many cases. They use a lot of very sophisticated rivets. And if you don't have one of those rivet guns that will handle those sophisticated rivets, then you can't properly repair a vehicle. And the recommendation to my friend was that he replace his entire bed panel. And I said, okay. And he reminded me who was going to be doing the work. And I said, you know, I really doubt that they have that equipment. I mean, it cost me when I had a body shop, and I did back in 2015 when the truck came out. It cost me just a hair over $40,000 to buy the equipment. That's a pretty expensive proposition when you don't know how many F-150s you're going to be working on. So I said, well, let me do some checking. So I called Ramp. I called a guy that I really trust in the body shop business. He's been there a long time. And I said, where would you have your vehicle fixed? And he told me, and he said, because I know that they have all the aluminum equipment because I had mine fixed there. And I called my buddy back and said, this is where you need to take your car or your truck to have it fixed. And they can get to it in just a couple of weeks. So it does help to know a guru or go to Bible study with him. But I don't know how a regular citizen is going to be able to know this stuff. And, you know, you wreck your vehicle, you really don't care, especially if you're without it. You just want it back, and you don't may not be thinking about the quality of the repair. But I think you should, and because it can drastically affect the value of your vehicle. If the body shop that's putting your vehicle back and making you whole is not a high-quality shop that uses the latest and greatest equipment, which is probably 25% of the issue, the rest of it is personnel. You know, how are the people trained? And, you know, all paints are not created equal either. I was putting gas in my 1962 Corvair ramp side, and I spilled some gasoline, just right beneath the gas cap, and it got on the paint. Well, I wiped it off and didn't think anything about it. The next day, I go outside, all the paint where that gas was peeling off. If you do that on your modern vehicle, your new vehicle, and spill gas on it, the paint's not going to peel off. It was very poor preparation and probably really cheap paint that caused that scenario. Well, I had to have it fixed. I ended up spending a whole bunch more money, putting new mirrors on it and fixing rust in the tailgate and stuff. You know, that's the kind of the way it goes. You know, you start one thing, and it's just like when we're doing something to our house, you know, it all starts. Let's put new shutters on the house. Well, then you need new siding. Then, you know, your wife says, well, let's do this bathroom while there's people over here, and you redo your bathroom and then your kitchen cabinets. Next thing you know, you spend $150,000 in getting a new home equity loan to fund it all. So that's kind of what happens with me on old cars. But you need to really do your homework before you take your wrecked car to just any body shop. If you want to give me a call, I'll be glad to help you out on that, because I have some recommendations and what to look for. I'm usually a fan of taking your vehicle to a body shop that that sells the vehicle. Well, it'd be a dealership that also has a body shop, and they happen to sell your brand or some other brand. I'm more of a fan of dealer-owned body shops, especially if it's of the same brand. Now, there's most of the body shops out there are independent, though, because a lot of car dealers have said, the heck with this, we can't make any money doing it. And they just didn't know how to operate it, whereas there are a lot of body shops that are just killing it right now. They've got so much business, and they're really good. And then you have the ones that are not so good that, you know, do the paint jobs like on my 62 Corvair Rampside. So, again, if you need some advice in that regard, I'll be glad to help you. I'm going to take my first break. I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about ordering my new Lightning truck. Yes, I'll be back. Now, wait a minute, Lenny. I thought you said on this radio show you made it very clear that you're not a fan of electric vehicles. And that's true, you know, to an extent, and I've tried to explain my position. I like electric vehicles. I just don't like the charging and all that kind of stuff. But electric vehicles are pretty cool. So I ordered one. I actually, back in July, they opened up the reservation system for the all-new F-150 Lightning. And I said, okay, you know, I'm an early adopter. I'll just go ahead and give them my $100 deposit, which is refundable. And then if I change my mind later, then I can just forget about it. Well, I got an email yesterday from Ford say, we are ready for you to build, which, you know, spec out basically your new F-150 Lightning. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, I forgot about that. So, yes, I am a Ford dealer and a Nissan dealer. And I have railed to a large extent against electric vehicles. But I am going to order this one. And because I have access to other vehicles. So if I go to the beach, I won't be taking it. You know, I'll be taking something else. But it is something that I need to get used to and enjoy and so forth. Would I recommend it to you if it's your only vehicle? No, I would not. That's why I think a lot of people that buy these have two or three other cars. But we'll see. So I spec'd it out. And so they send you to their website. You click on it, and they say, okay, let's build your F-150 Lightning. So this is what I did. So I went to the first page, which says, okay, the options, the different packages that are available are the Pro. That's $51,974. The XLT, now I'm not that familiar with what the Pro was. Well, that's their new base model. They don't call it base anymore. They call it Pro for some reason. So then they said, okay, or you could get an XLT. That's $8,000 more. Then you can go upgrade to the Lariat, which is usually what I get. I don't go all the way with a Platinum or a King Ranch or something like that usually. I just go with a loaded-up Lariat. I save, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 that way. But the Lariat starts at, $74,474. Now, none of these prices I'm giving you includes the $7,500 potential savings through tax credits. Everybody doesn't qualify for that tax credit. If you don't pay any taxes, you don't get the credit. If you pay a lot of taxes, then you might be able to get the credit. And a lot of it depends on the price of the vehicle that you buy and, you know, what your personal tax situation is. But anyway, Lariat. And then the final option is a Platinum. And matter of fact, the F-150 that I have right now is a Platinum. It has fancier two-tone leather seats. It's a different kind of a trim package on the tailgate. It has this big chrome thing that's really, it's not chrome. It's more like a stainless, brushed stainless steel look. It says Platinum on it. It says Platinum on the sides. You know, it's just I like the trim package. I would tend to get that rather than the King Ranch, which is more of a, I don't know, it's like walking in a Cracker Barrel. It's more of a Western motif, and I'm just not into that. So the Platinum, though, is, goodness, $22,000 more than the Lariat. Another good reason for me to not get a Platinum. So I chose the Lariat. So I'm going to start my build. Oh, the first thing that they ask you, do you want standard range battery, which is about 215 miles? I said, no, that's not near enough. I want the extended range battery. And what's that? Well, that is approximately 320 miles. So that's a little bit more doable, you know, for my driving needs. Then I had to pick the color. Well, they have, let's see, 3, 6, 9, 10. 10 different colors, and only three of them look that much different. I decided to go with a color called Avalanche. It is a very light, kind of a gray color. It's a cross between gray and white. It's not really metallic-y, which I really don't like metallic colors anymore. Kind of over that. I don't know how you feel about that. They have one red that looks pretty good. It's called, let's see, let me click on it, Rapid Red. It's $495 extra. Not doing that. Truck's expensive enough as it is, so I went with Avalanche. So I'm going to do the light body with the dark wheels, and I think that looks good. So I've got the, do I want the single motor or the dual motor? Well, standard battery you get, that's not right. Okay, I didn't read this right. You get dual motor with either one. So it's got a motor on the in the front, a motor on the rear, and then the battery's in the middle, in between the frame rails. They've got a picture of it here without the body on it. It's pretty interesting. If you want to take a look and see what they look like, just go to Ford.com and you can do the same thing I'm doing. It's asking me if I want to pay $500 extra for a Ford Mobile Power Cord. Think I better do that, you know, just in case I get stranded out there. I need to have some way to plug it in and charge it. Just, you know, if you, worst case scenario, you run out of juice and you have to go knock on somebody's door and say, can I borrow some electricity? And hopefully you run into somebody that, you know, doesn't mind you running up their power bill, or you can give them $20 to fill up, but it'll take about 4 days. That's the only problem. At 110 or a 120 volt outlet, you're not going to charge it very quickly. What you want to find is a level two charger, which is 240, and that'll charge one in about 8 hours. Or better yet, if you're in a hurry, a DC charger, which is a level three charger. Those are expensive, though. So I'm getting the luxury Lariat package. That's an $11,500 option. Let's see what that includes. It includes the Ford Co-Pilot 360 with a Ford Blue Cruise, and I can use my phone to start the thing. That's pretty cool. I don't care about the Blue Cruise. That's where the car drives itself, or the truck does. No thanks. Towing technology package. That is a 360-degree camera system. It has a, you can actually put a camera on the back of your trailer, and you can see what's going on behind you. What else? Twin-panel moonroof. Don't need that, but it comes in this package. 80-amp Ford Charge Station Pro. Now, this is pretty cool. This is where I can power my house, you know. And they say you can power your house for up to 5 days with this. Of course, you won't be able to power everything in your house, but it'll do a lot. You just have to do the math to see what it will and won't. You got to find out what the, you know, what kind of wattage is demanded by your refrigerator and your washing machine and, you know, your HVAC system. You know, you just need to talk to your electrician. He can help you figure that out. Power tilt telescoping steering column. Got to have that. Second row heated seats. But that's in the package, and there are a lot of other goodies that come with that. So let's close that down and go and see what else we've got. Max trailer tow. You know, I need that. That's $1,000. So my trailer only weighs, or my travel trailer that we camp in, it only weighs 7,500 pounds dry. You know, if we get it loaded down, everything's, you know, it could get up there about, I don't know, 8,200 maybe. And this truck will tow up to 10,500 pounds, so there's plenty of oomph there. The problem is the range. You know, when you hook one of these, hook a travel trailer or even a small trailer up to an electric vehicle, it goes through the energy just like your vehicle does. When I hook my trailer up to my Power Boost, which is a hybrid truck, it goes from 21 miles to gallon on the highway to about 8. So either way, but you know, the good thing about gas powered vehicle or a hybrid is I can pull into a gas station. I can pull into Bucky's when they open up down in Pigeon Forge. Let's see, what else do I need? I've got to have a bed cover. How much is that? Well, I use those hard folding bed covers. They're made out of aluminum and it works really well. That's $1,200. They have one that is retractable, but I'm not spending an extra $1,000 to have a bed cover that is retractable. Are you? I don't know. I can fold it. You know, I can use that $1,000 for something else. Spray and bed liner, got to have that. I'd recommend that you get that from the factory too, by the way. You know, not that there's anything against the Rhino lining people up in Johnson City or the people down in Morristown that do the Line-X. I like Line-X. I've had several vehicles done. That's a good brand. I like the way it looks better than the Rhino product. So I'm going to get it from the factory. It is $595, and I think that's money well spent. Let's see. Power went, yeah, box thing. Let's see. Twin panel. Yeah. I wish I didn't have to get the moonroof. I just really don't need that. I never opened it. The only time I did open it one time, I left it open accidentally and it rained and destroyed the leather seats in my brand new F-250. I learned a valuable lesson. Don't ever open it. And I don't even slide the screen back. I don't want to see the sun. It makes my head hot. But one thing I've got to have is the power deployable running boards. You know, if you own a truck, maybe not a Tacoma or something like that. I don't know how often people put running boards on them, because you'd have to be awfully short to need those. But the power deployable running boards are great. Now, I get fixed extended running boards with enhanced lighting. That sounds nice. That's included with the package that I got. So I only have to pay an extra $255 to get my power running boards. So I'm doing that because I love them. Now, these new trucks, they have this really big screen. Thank you, Tesla. You know, that's one thing that Tesla pretty much revolutionized, the interior, or at least the dashboard of vehicles, with their big monster center screen. And so, well, Ford has bought into that hook, line, and sinker. And so my daughter's new Expedition has that, and it looks like my new Lightning is going to have that. You know, what I have to decide, though, is whether I'm actually going to keep this thing. I could potentially let it go to somebody else. But we'll just have to drive it and see. I've also have a Power Boost ordered. Now, it will come in probably January. At least I've been told that. So, folks, the reason I'm ordering vehicles like for myself, it's the only way you can get them from Ford right now is a sold order. I mean, there are some stock inventories. There's some stuff coming in. I saw advertisements for a Ford dealer, one of the larger Ford dealers in this area, and they said they have plenty of inventory. They don't. They just want you to think they do. They want you to come in and test drive something and then order it, because no Ford dealers have a whole lot of inventory right now. But a lot of people are ordering it, and that's a wonderful opportunity to get exactly what you want, as long as you get in line quick enough. Right now, we can still order just about everything except Mavericks and Broncos. The Maverick is supposed to open back up again. We might be able to order a few more of those, but that's, gosh, that is such a hot vehicle. Occasionally, we'll have people order one they don't take, and that may be what happens with me. So I'm going to evaluate my Power Boost. That's what I'm driving now, and see if I like it enough. And when the electric one comes in, if I feel like upgrading and, you know, installing a level 2 charger at my house, which I'd have to do, that's another $1,500 or so, then I may do it. I may just do it for the novelty of it. I don't know. But if I do, I'll certainly keep you informed on how life goes with an electric vehicle. I'm driving one right now. We have our mannequin unit. And I would encourage you to come to Gateway in Greenville. And if you want to see what an electric vehicle drives like, even though it is a truck, then come on down. I mean, we've got this unit that is available. We keep it charged up. And anybody that wants to come test drive it can, as long as they are responsible citizens. Did you hear that disclaimer? That's important. And plus, we'll want to go with you because it's really fast. It's really powerful. It goes 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds. Now, if you can't relate to that, if you're driving a Honda Pilot, it's probably 0 to, if you mashed it to the floor, probably get to 60 in about 7.5 seconds. So 3.8, imagine that. That could make you merge pretty quickly onto the interstate. You could blow everybody into the weeds. But let's not talk about that. We'll be back here in just a minute. Okay, we don't have a drum roll or anything, but how much you think my Lightning is going to be? Well, the base price, I went with a Lariat, is $74,474. Total options, $14,560. Destination and delivery charges, $1,795. For a grand total MSRP of $90,829. I sent them a $100 deposit to get a reservation, then another $500 deposit just to secure my order. So I may get a $7,500 tax credit. I hope I can. Maybe there'll be something else available at that time. It's unbelievable, though, isn't it? A pickup truck for $90,000. You know, will these things be discounted? No, they won't be. You know, Ford actually pays us a delivery fee on this. This is a totally different deal selling electric vehicles. It's more like Tesla. So if you want to buy a Tesla, you go down and you say, how much will you knock off? Sorry, doesn't work that way. So you order those online, and that's the way you can do these too. If you don't want to come to Gateway Ford, you can just say, I want my delivering dealer to be Gateway Ford, and you can just order it online. And it will be delivered to your house. Even though we are registered as the dealer, we're just there on the sidelines cheering you on and hoping everything goes well. And if you need us, we're here. Of course, we'll do the PDI on it, which means we inspect it, make sure the lug nuts are on tight and everything's adjusted the way it needs to be. And then the vehicle will be delivered to your house. You'll be able to finance the vehicle online on Ford's website. And pretty much do it all, just like you can on a Tesla. That's the vision, anyway, of our CEO and grand poobah, Jim Farley. And where did you hear grand poobah before? That's right, the Flintstones. Yeah, he was the head of Fred's Lodge, I think, whatever his lodge, the Water Buffaloes. Is that what it was? I don't know where this stuff comes from. Well, thanks for listening to this edition of My Car Guru. If you want to order a new Ford or a Nissan, then I'd appreciate it if you ordered from me. If you don't and you want a Toyota, Honda, you know, whatever, I can help you. I can direct you. I can give you good guidance on the things you should think about and the things that you should absolutely avoid. That's why you know a guru. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.